It's Playhouse 194, 6:10 in the morning. So hopefully you had a nice long holiday weekend, but sometimes they go kind of awry. Why did your weekend suck?
Oh my God. Bottom line is I hosted Thanksgiving this year and I burned the turkey. I'm not the greatest cook ever, but I really tried. But the worst thing was that my in-laws were there, and they made such a big deal of it. They wouldn't let it go. They made me feel like crap. They were like, oh, my God, we just should have hosted Thanksgiving ourselves. You know, should have known this was going to happen. She's not a cook. It was awful. So embarrassing.
If it makes you feel better, they're clearly terrible human beings.
That's what I was going to say. Like, you went through the effort to try to do it. You messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be rude about it.
Yeah, like, they go ahead and they can host forever, I guess, if that's the kind of behavior they're going to give you.
Yeah, leave them to do all that. You could do the cooking. You could do the cleaning. You get Thanksgiving now.
Good. Gross. Why did your weekend kind of suck? Anything not go as planned? 237, it's in. We are seeing some texts already, 35270.
Yeah, someone said, I always go Black Friday shopping with my best friend from high school, and this year she said she couldn't go and was really weird about it. However, I still ended up going shopping, and I saw her out shopping as well. It was really awkward. Someone else said, on Thanksgiving, I stepped off the curb at my uncle's house, and I twisted my ankle really bad. I was just felt stupid and clumsy, and then spent the rest of the weekend just laying around the house.
Did you do any of the crazy shopping or anything this weekend?
No, I did it earlier in the week. I did spend way too much time on my phone looking for deals, but there was nothing that really, I already felt like I got the best deal earlier this week.
We were just cruising around. I don't even remember where we were headed, but we just, every store we passed, you could just see it was obnoxious. It's like, yeah, no, I'm good.
That new Five Below store, I kept getting emails that they were doing, and I thought, what kind of deals can you have if everything is five and below?
Four below.
Yeah, were you giving away things for free? And I was so tempted to go, but I didn't.
I suppose, yeah, it's kind of it's always a sale.
That's what I thought. I'm like, you're already getting a good deal going here. What are you doing that's making like an even better sale? I'm tempted, but if I go, I know I would just buy things I didn't need, like 12 bags of candy.
That's true, though. It's like if a dollar store says they have a sale, like, it's already kind of a sale.
I almost wish I would have went.
How much less is it now? Why did your weekend kind of suck?
So my weekend sucked because we booked this amazing getaway and took time off. And basically, the reservation that we made at the hotel was with my credit card that if you travel outside of the state and you don't let them know, they put a hold on it and you can't use your credit card. But we didn't find out until we got to the hotel, and we got there really late.
Ooh.
And they said that because there was a hold on the credit card, the charges were denied and we lost our reservation. So here at 11:30 at night, we're trying to get a room either at this hotel, they're overbooked. I'm on the phone with the credit card company trying to get the hold removed and let them know, like, we have in fact traveled. There's no fraudulent charges. It's us, and we're here. Please let us use our credit card. And then my husband, on his phone, was trying to find another hotel to stay at because we were stranded and we had nowhere to stay. It was all because my credit card was protecting us. It completely messed up our weekend and inconvenienced us.
Thanksgiving weekend, probably really convenient to try to get a hold of somebody to fix that.
Yeah, it stunk. It was a bad weekend.
That is the worst, too, when you're traveling. And you have to call and be like, no, really? I'm here.
I think there's a way, if you have an app now, you might be able to do it. But that's what when we went to Orlando earlier this year, Steven did it and I didn't. And like halfway through the trip, he said something to me and he was like, have you told your bank that we're down here? I was like, no, what? I never have done that. He was like, you better, because what if they cancel? Well, good thing you have money so you can pay for things.
Accurate.
In case something happens. But why wouldn't you tell me that like when we were leaving or days prior?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to bring that up, don't bring that up while you're there.
Yeah. I'm like, it's kind of too late.
Why did your weekend kind of stink? 237, it's text 35270. Eddie Kramer, Rehab, Save My Life. Y94, I'm the Playhouse of the Morning. More music all day. We're at 6:15 in the morning. I think you saved my life. Playhouse, in the Morning, Y94. Why did your long weekend kind of suck?
I didn't make my flight. I'm so bummed. I was supposed to go home and visit my family, see my parents for Thanksgiving, and I totally missed my flight. tried to, like, you know, rebook it, but by the time I got everything together, it just, like, wasn't, I couldn't work it out. It wouldn't be worth it to go home, so I'm so bummed.
Like, it sucks for a lot of reasons. You know, it's a holiday. You know, maybe you're alone then at that point. You didn't get your food. God knows you're looking forward to that food all week.
I crave Thanksgiving. And then the worst part was, after having the Thanksgiving meal,
mm-hmm.
well, we didn't get any leftovers. We just took home pie.
That
is tough. That was a mistake. But now I want to just make turkey, stuffing, and mashed potatoes.
Well, you know, maybe you could get one of those, like, prepackaged meals on clearance or something.
That's what I'm wondering. Is that so bad? I thought about, because I knew, like, Hornbacher's and Cashwise, some of the grocery stores were doing it. They had to have leftovers.
You'd think
or
so.
Extra. I thought about calling this weekend and being like, can I buy any more of those Thanksgiving packages you guys have?
Do you have any Thanksgiving food? ma'am, it's the Monday after Thanksgiving. Yeah, I know.
I want the whole package, which is all basically ready for me.
Yeah, that is nice. We did that, and that was pretty handy. I love that.
I don't know if I could cook a turkey, though. Can I get a cooked turkey?
You can get the ones where a little bit of the legwork is done already, and you just truly do put it in the oven. None of that, like, oh, I got to reach in, take this, that, and the other.
Just reheat it.
Yeah, basically.
Maybe I'll just get a rotisserie chicken and some mashed potatoes and some stuffing.
That's fair.
It's kind of the same.
That's basically it. Why'd your weekend kind of suck? Are you seeing some?
Someone said, I announced I was pregnant at Thanksgiving, and the first thing my aunt said to me was, no wonder you look so fat.
Oh, nice.
As, like, a female, why would you think that's okay? Someone else said, my relative's dog ate the surface of our pumpkin pie and an entire package of bread rolls. And of course, this happened at my house. So now the backyard's a complete disaster and I'm dreading having to pick it up. Someone else said it was my first Thanksgiving without my family because I work as a vet clinic. I'm a tech this weekend and I just had to stay there, watch all the animals that were being kenneled. And now, though, I do get to spend time with my family for Christmas, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Why'd your weekend kind of suck?
I ate some bad potato salad, and I got food poisoning.
You feeling better now, or?
I'm still feeling kind of yucky, but I'm recovering.
I think for, you know, maybe not food poisoning specifically, but just maybe overeating, eating differently than you normally eat, I would think that this weekend's a pretty hot weekend for, like, tummy problems, so you're not alone.
How bad, though? So, getting sick, that's not fun to deal with. But then what if you're the cook? You were the person hosting and you had the people over and you cooked and then you hear you gave someone food poisoning?
And they're on your toilet, maybe?
Well, even though, you know, whether it's at your place or if then they finally made it home and you just hear from someone else, yeah, so-and-so ended up getting sick from the food.
I'm sorry.
You would feel miserable.
Never hosting again.
Yeah.
Hi. What is your situation where you had kind of a crummy weekend? 237, it's text 35270. T Swift, Antihero, Y94 on the Playhouse in the morning. It's Playhouse, Y94. Why'd your weekend kind of suck?
My weekend sucked because I butt dialed my ex, and now she won't leave me alone. She thinks I want to get back together. Should have just deleted her number. That I know now, but. It was like, you can tell it's a butt dial. I didn't even talk to her. It was just like a pocket call.
Well, if all she heard on the other end of the phone was, you'd think she'd have figured that out. But obviously, she'd like you back.
I was going to say, some people stay on the phone for too long when it's a pocket call.
So you want to see if you hear anything you're not supposed to hear.
Is that why?
Yes.
I get so mad if my mom ever does it to me and I'm like, your pocket calling me, and I call her out, and I stay on the phone for too long, just thinking, like, maybe she didn't mean to do it. Maybe she can't hear me.
Maybe she's being kidnapped and currently being put in the trunk of a car.
I've never thought that, but now that's probably what I'm going to think.
I see some people that had some crummy long weekends.
Yeah, someone said, my drunk husband picked a fight with his sister on Thanksgiving, then refused to eat the dinner I had spent 3 hours making. Then had the audacity to make me feel sorry for him when he refused to heat or eat a reheated plate because he said it wasn't the same. That's an issue between you and your sister. Someone else said food poisoning we got in my house. I made this elaborate stew for Thanksgiving, and my husband and I and his aunt had explosions in our bathroom. However, we are now feeling better.
Now, you should have hopefully had a nice long holiday weekend that you ate a lot of food, you watched some football, watched a parade, but maybe you had a crummy one. Why did you have a bad weekend. Why did it suck?
Well, it was my first time hosting, and I was all excited about it, and it was just a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
The turkey came out, like, black, and it was dry, and there was goo inside, and my mother-in-law was screaming at me, and I guess I was supposed to take the giblet bag out of there. I had no idea. I just had no idea. I had this fantasized version of what I was doing, and it was completely wrong. I'm never doing it again.
So it's your first run at it, but just as far as like taking the stuff out, like you didn't know how to do any of that and just was a mess.
Yeah, there was a neck in there too. What the heck did they stick that thing in there for?
A little late now, but they had like the like just like the part of a turkey, like just throw it in the oven and roll dinner over at Costco. It's kind of nice.
Oh, I'm definitely doing that next year, and I'm gonna do it all by myself. I'm gonna hoard myself in a room all by myself and eat because I was so embarrassed.
I'd be so happy with my own Thanksgiving meal and nobody share my favorites with.
I was just thinking next year though, what if I do buy? I'm not gonna say anything. Steven and I will go to Thanksgiving wherever it is. We'll eat there. But then I'll buy one of the ones where you just have to reheat.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go home and we're going to have our own for the night. That's it. We were so hungry that night and we didn't really have anything to make at the house. And I was like, I can make us ramen or mac and cheese. So then I was so happy. A pizza place was open. My favorite.
That's probably a good business to be in on a day where everything else is closed. Be the one pizza game in town.
They had to be so busy because it took a while to get there, but I was thankful finally when we got it.
Any other people like, yep, I also had a crummy weekend.
Yeah, someone said I ended up getting sick before Thanksgiving, so I didn't get to spend time with my family or get any of the good food. And another person said, I didn't remove the bag of organs inside the turkey. My mother-in-law took one bite, threw up, and then everyone wanted to stop eating.
And why'd you have kind of a crummy weekend?
So this is why my Thanksgiving sucked.
Mm-hmm.
I went home to a rental house that I had rented from for 5 years. The landlord and I stopped seeing eye to eye, so I moved out in August. And I went back to grab my last planter. And I heard running water. And there was no cars at this house.
Mm-hmm.
And I still had a key, so I went in and a pipe burst and there was a f***ing indoor waterfall in the kitchen. The plaster that was on the ceiling was now in the sink and on the floor, and the basement was submerged in over 4 feet of water.
Now, is that your problem to deal with then, or is that his problem to deal with?
That's their problem, but I'm a nice person, and so it hurt my heart to see this happen to somebody. And then, you know, we had to make inappropriate jokes that these people are probably going to die of a heart attack when they walk in there.
That's crazy. So, that's how much water was in the basement. Good Lord.
Honest to God, and it took them 5 hours to shut the water off.
Oh, no.
How long was this going on for? How did no one, like, how did they not check it?
I don't know. The landlord was supposed to go and make repairs on the house, which is why I ended up having to move, because they weren't making repairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a mom of 4 small children, so we weren't going to live in a broken house.
That's understandable, though, especially given the type of stuff that was happening there.
I was going to say, it had to go on for so long. Like, how long did that pipe burst if there's, like, 4 feet of water?
That is an insane amount of water.
I couldn't even imagine walking into that. Ugh.
Reminds me of Home Alone when he goes into the neighbor's house and the wet bandits had already been there prior to the guy hitting him with a shovel.
I haven't watched Home Alone in so long, but now that makes me want to watch it. That also gives me an idea for Halloween costume next year.
Which one are you going to be?
I don't know. I don't want to be the tall, skinny one.
You're not going to be Marv?
I can't remember their name. I'd rather be the little short one. Doesn't he get like a little burn on the top of his head?
And, yes, he does.
And the hat's removed on top? I think that would be a good one.
Wouldn't be a bad costume, I suppose. And last one today, why'd your weekend suck? Hello, why'd it suck?
My weekend sucked because I spent all weekend long at the dentist's office. I was chewing something, some random item, not even a jawbreaker, and my tooth broke in half. I had to go to the dentist's office only to find out I also needed a root canal. So my weekend super sucked. I was in pain the whole weekend, and it was just terrible.
You know what? The great weekend when all you can eat is like mashed potatoes. Great weekend to be in that boat.
I guess so. It would be helpful. Or would it stink because maybe you're going to the store, you need it. Everyone's buying that one item.
It's true. And all you can eat is mashed potatoes. You can't find mashed potatoes.